Reverend Rita Chiazza, and it's a privilege to be back again. It would be good if I had the first page of my sermon. Okay. So, today we're going to talk about the one omnipresent life. Life begins with consciousness. There is a presence at the core of everything. And that presence is the spirit of life. We see with our eyes and we perceive with our mind. The effects produced by the presence of Source. All of us here now can feel the presence of life and understand with our heart that presence exists. So when we say God is the spirit of the universe, we mean that there is a presence in the universe behind that which our eyes see and beyond that which our minds perceive. Spirit of life is omnipresent. And that presence produces effects which we see and talk about. We are created according to God's design. I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm chapter 139, verse 14. He knew who and what we would be before we were born. That is why it is important to follow the dreams placed in our hearts and make them a part of our daily intent. We are individualized, and those dreams are a part of our destiny. There are 7 billion of us plus on this earth, and every one of us have our own DNA. We do not have it of our parents, our brothers, our sisters, anyone. They can trace our DNA all the way back to David. So we are individualized. We are the divine source of our maker. And that means every one of us has a calling within the depths of our soul. And if we pay mind to that, then it's up to us to follow it and not pay attention to the good opinion of others. This is another reason to listen to our heart and not so much to others. For nothing is done without the eye of God upon it. For if we listen to the words David speaks, thy spirit, thy presence, thou art there. Darkness hideth not from thee. For God is everywhere. God is in us, not as a part of us, but as an efficient and preserving force realized everywhere. The preciousness of God's thoughts. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Psalm chapter 139, verse 17 and 18. This is why it is so important each morning before we put our feet to the floor, that we set our intentions for the day with gratitude in our heart. For this simple act takes about 30 seconds, and that brings forth what we will go about in our day. For the universe is revelation of the wisdom, goodness, and beauty of God's thoughts towards us. God's thoughts are precious because they're of their partialness and usefulness. God's thoughts are precious because of their influence upon our thoughts. For his mind quickens our mind. Our ideas of life, the soul, and eternity are regulated by the revealed thoughts of divine source. Source is always present. It will always be up to us to make the choice to be conscious of him. By practicing his presence through worship, as we are doing now, is one way that this could happen. Since God is omnipresent, and his presence is always with us, and we have this longing to experience him, in some way is why we meditate. It is important to meditate every day, also throughout the day. We could take 15-10 minute breaks, not even, sometimes 20 to 30 second meditation breaks. I mean, I do it sometimes every minute, depending on how my day is going, in order to get centered. And what it is it's a way of giving ourselves the gift of getting centered and remembering that we are in the presence of our source. When we are assuring, and this way we are always assuring our greatest good, for we are making conscious contact and opening ourselves to receive. When we talk about experiencing the presence of the Lord, we are talking about the realization of divine's presence. God has promised that we will, as we draw near to him, he will draw near to us, and we will experience his presence in ever-increasing measures. The realization of God's presence. God is present everywhere. We are living before God in every moment of our lives. It means that everything we do is done in God's presence. If we would bring this to the forefront of our minds and remember this, it would surely impact most of our choices that we make throughout the day. Then when life presents itself, we wouldn't be so surprised and would be accountable and mindful of our part in life's unfoldment. How often do we go about our day not mindful of what we think? I believe it is important to remember that life is a schooling process in awakening us to unfold into our authentic selves, and the greatest opportunity every moment in transcending the prison of our reactive ego. I believe that these moments, if we're conscious, we will pay attention to what our daydreaming moments are. Are they scattered and unpredictable? Maybe this could be why our life shows up as it does. What seeds have we planted in the precious soil of life? We receive by natural law, not man's law. When I awake, I am still with thee. Psalm chapter 139:18. A personal experience. About a month ago, I was in intense conversation with I think it was my supervisor or one of the doctors, but it was an intense conversation. And I was walking into the building, I went to the floor. And throughout the day, I noticed that certain things were happening. I felt like I was invisible. No one saw me if I spoke or when I did something. And then later on that day, I went to another floor to visit a patient. And someone came up to me and said, "Rita, I asked you to hold the elevator, and you totally and completely ignored me. I didn't exist to you." Then later on, we had afternoon rounds when all the doctors, the psychiatrists, nurses, we all get together and discuss patients. And two of my peers came up to me and said, "You never even acknowledged me when I said good morning to you." If we could bring this to the forefront of our minds and remember this, it would surely impact every thought and every action that I take. Then when life presents itself, I wouldn't be so surprised and would be accountable and mindful of my part in life's unfoldment. How often do we not pay attention? Maybe this could be why. Maybe this could be why our life shows up as it does. Don't you know that whatever we put into the soil of life is going to be delivered back to us? Remember, it's natural law, not man's law. So whatever I put in, and it's never to judge, because source does not judge. God never judges us. God just gives us back what we put in. So we're forever responsible. It's a forever loving and caring God that will give me back whatever I plant in the soil of life. I will never be punished. I will only be awakened in moments to see what I put in before I received it. If we want to keep from feeling the victim of life, it is wise to remember that we are always in the presence of divine source. God is always present, shaking us up to be conscious of what we really are. So we have to remember that every new daybreak finds us in the presence of God. Every new day prompts us to praise, wonder, meditation, and admiration of his wisdom and his goodness. The continual presence of divine source gives us assurance, comfort, refreshment, and strength. May we rejoice in the thoughts of source, even though we may not understand all of them. Some of them are mysterious. Some of them may be painful. That is when we are to remember that our appointments are greater than our disappointments. I would like to close with a quote from The Basic Principle of Divine Science, Lesson 6, The Omnipresence of God. What God knows about you is truth of you. God's idea of you is your changeless and perfect self-image, which is eternal. Your human concept of yourself changes as you unfold your consciousness. You are here for the purpose of becoming aware of what God knows about you. You are to realize it completely and then let it flow out into action. God needs you as much as we need him. Your innate goal, that precious longing within the depths of your soul, in your heart, pay mind to it. Your innate goal, which God has implanted within you, is to him to act through you. Have a blessed day, and thank you.